Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd filed a motion for summary judgment regarding the EPA's failure to respond to a request to sell year-round E15 in Midwest states. Iowa and six other states filed an opt-out request that would allow them to sell E15 now. Growth Energy CEO Emily Skor says biofuel leaders have been more than patient. For over a year past the statutory deadline, they have waited for EPA to follow the law and allow them to make E15 available in their states year-round. She says they've been forced to return to court to compel EPA to do something it was required to have been done by July 2022. Skor also says in its continued decision to illegally delay acting on the governor's request, EPA has cited fuel distribution concerns that are greatly overstated. It's a low-carbon fuel that saves consumers money and is better for the environment, she says. Energy Information Administration says ethanol output dropped to its lowest level in 7 weeks, and inventories are down. It's the lowest level of ethanol in storage and production since October 6th. But it was a first for sustainable aviation fuel. A 100% SAF transatlantic test flight from London to New York has the ethanol industry smiling. The jetliner, powered by fuel from ethanol and waste fats and plant sugars, emitting 70% less carbon than oil-based jet fuel. Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper.
Well, it isn't just a stunt. This is something we're going to see become commonplace in the years ahead. We are probably still several years away from seeing SAF used on a broad basis, especially at 100% level blend. But most sustainable aviation fuel being produced today is chemically identical to the petroleum-based jet fuel that it's replacing.
Ag economist David Widmore of Agricultural Economic Insight says they're going to be watching acreage allocation and farm debt in 2024.
There's a lot of confidence out there from the lenders. I think that's a positive sign. One of the big differences between today and the 1980s is we had really high interest rates and really short repayment periods. Farm loans for machinery that was less than a year. And so this created really a huge access to capital problems. We have a lot of access to debt. The debt markets are very accommodating at this point. That's one thing to keep in mind. But just because someone will lend you those terms doesn't mean you need to accept those terms. And we always need to be thinking about what's the implications of the terms that we've just accepted. So we've been stretching the terms out. That's kept the payments low. But now that we're in a higher interest rate environment, how are individual producers going to adjust?
David Widmore of Agricultural Economic Insights, their website aei.ag. This is Inside Agriculture, taking a break for the opening markets.